Now Jacob heard that the sons of Laban were saying, "Jacob has taken all of our fathers, and from what of our fathers he has gained in all his wealth." And Jacob saw that Laban did not regard him with favor as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and your kindred, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field where his flock was, and he said to them, "I see that your father doesn't regard me with favor as he did before, but the God of my father has been with me." Gremlins. "You know that I have served your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not permit him to harm me. If he said, 'The spotted shall be your wages,' then all the flock bore spotted. And if he said, 'The striped shall be your wages,' then all the flock bore striped. Thus God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. In the breeding season of the flock, I lifted my eyes and saw a dream of the goats and that mated with the flock that were striped, spotted, and mottled. Then the angel of the God said to me in a dream, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up your eyes and see, all the goats that mate with the flock are striped, spotted, and mottled. For I have seen that Laban is doing to you. But I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and made me a vow to me. Now arise, go out of this land and return to the land of your kindred.' Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, 'Is there any portion of your inheritance left for us in our father's house? Are we not regarded by him as foreigners? For he has sold us, and he has indeed devoured our money. All the wealth that God has taken away from our father belongs to us, to our children. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do.' So Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives and camels. He drove away all his livestock, all his property that he gained, the livestock that he possessed and he had acquired in Padan Aram, to go to the land of Canaan to his father Isaac. Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole her father's household gods. And Jacob tricked Laban at the Aramim, not telling him that he intended to flee. He fled with all that he had arose and crossed the Euphrates and set his face towards the hill country of Gilead." Let's pray. Yeah, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for who you are. We just want to thank you that you are holy. And we just want to thank you that you just accept us for who we are. Without striving, without trying, you just love us for who we are. That you died on that cross just to bring us into a relationship with you once more. And I just pray this morning that the powers of darkness run in fear as the power of the truth of your scripture stands firm. And Lord, I just pray that our hearts and minds are challenged once more this morning, that we become more in the likeness of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed rescuing from? Yes. Came the lonely answer. Or put your trust in someone to rescue you? We have 3 strapping athletes who have joined us this morning, who are actually cycling from John O'Groats to Land's End in 14 days. And like all fit athletes, they have prepared themselves for this situation. Haven't you? Yeah. If only I'd asked before I started. If only I'd asked before I started. I come to think of these rescue services that you see on the telly, the mountain rescue and the lifeboat guys and the fire service. And the biggest reason people want rescuing is because they are ill-prepared for the situation they are in, or they are ill-prepared for the journey they face. Sam, who did Kilimanjaro, openly admitted that he wished that you prepared yourself more for the journey that you were on. Yeah? Didn't need rescuing, thankfully, but you struggled more than what you would have done if you'd have prepared yourself more for that. People are ill-prepared for the situation they're going to find themselves in. As you know, the last few weeks we've been looking at the series of the forefathers, and recently we've been looking at the life of Jacob. So the story so far, for those who haven't heard it, is Jacob flees from Canaan because of his brother Esau. He arrives here alone with nothing to his name, arrives yet having a dream experience with God, yet he still tries to control the situation under his own strength. And because of this, he is vulnerable. Laban sees his vulnerability and takes advantage. If only Jacob had have asked in the first place, he would have been better equipped for this situation. Yet, as we see, even though Jacob messes up, God still wants to work through him to bring about his own purposes. God still wants to be part of Jacob's life, despite all what Jacob has done. And Jacob now realizes this, that things now here are going against him. He recognizes too he can't outwit Laban under his own strength. He recognizes too it is God working through him that will bring about this situation. We even see Leah and Rachel see Laban for who he really is. Yet, despite them recognizing God is in control of this situation, they still don't get it. After all this proof that God is in control, Rachel still continues to rely on earthly blessings. Before, we saw earlier, she relied on the mandrakes for the fertility of her children. And now she's going back to steal her father's gods, false gods. Her trust and faith in God is still non-existent. She still doesn't get it, even though she's seen God at work. Laban too sees this, the power of God in this situation. You only need to read Genesis 30:27, where he admits he has seen God working through Jacob. But you know, all he's interested in is self-gain. All he's interested in is controlling the situation for himself, deceiving Jacob, and somehow having some sort of power over Jacob's life. And now we see Jacob grow all the stronger, not just materially, but with strength now to outwit Laban. Not by his own means, like Graham said a couple of weeks ago, but by divine instruction, finally now allowing God to control the situation. And now God puts his faith in God to allow God to work through him. If only he had done this at the beginning of his circumstances. See, Jacob needed rescuing from this situation before he got any worse. And God the rescuer came to get him out of there. A faithful God who remembered the vow that Jacob made back in Genesis 28. Even though Jacob had messed up, God's promise, God's covenant with Jacob, still stood firm. He never forgot his promises. And now through another dream, Jacob trusts God to rescue him here. He realizes now he's got to get out of there. Not by his own strength, but by trusting in God alone. And Jacob seeks God by lifting up his eyes. And God reveals all that he's done for Jacob in this situation. And Jacob's reply is, "Here I am. Here I am." By faith, Jacob replies, "Here I am." Even though he faces the unknown with his brother Esau, by faith, he packs up his things and goes back to his rightful home. Jacob recognizes that he has arrived with nothing. Under his own strength, he's made himself vulnerable to Laban and his deceits. And now, because he allows God to control the situation, he is strengthened to stand up to Laban and his lies. He came with nothing, yet through God's blessing, now leaves with an abundance of livestock and a family far beyond his wildest dreams. And he recognizes it is through God's blessing that he gets these. All because he allowed God to take control. When he replied, "Here I am." He's saying, "I trust in you. By faith, here I am. I may be facing the unknown with my brother, but Lord, by faith, here I am. I have messed up once again, Lord, but by faith, here I am. There may be people around me who I love who still don't get it, but by faith, Lord, here I am. I know I can't defeat Laban under my own strength, but by Lord, by faith, here I am. And by faith, I recognize I cannot do anything without you, Lord." Matthew 26:38-39. If you can turn to that. Matthew 26:38-39. And it's where Jesus is in Gethsemane. And he says, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little further, he fell on his face and he said, praying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass by me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus, through his entire life, walked by faith. And in every circumstance he faced, he lifted his eyes to the Father. He knew he needed to draw strength from the Father. His own human strength would have left him vulnerable. When he says, "Your will be done, not mine but yours," he's basically saying, "Here I am. Do your will through me." See, by faith he saw people that he loved who still didn't get it. Yet by faith he knew his enemies and how to deal with them. And by faith he knew what he was facing, and he drew his strength to continue towards the cross. And he knew by faith that he was going to outwit Satan that day and defeat him for what he stood for. And finally, he knew the prize at the end of it all was to go back to his rightful home. Whenever we set off somewhere or do something, do we involve God in the beginning? Just like Jacob, you see, we tend to set off on our own, don't we? And try and do it all ourselves, control all things ourselves. And we're so ill-prepared for it. And when it all goes wrong and it all goes belly up, and we get ourselves into the mess, we then finally ask God for help to come and rescue us from the mess we're in. See, just like Jacob, we do it the wrong way around. But just like Jacob, God remembers the vow he made to him. See, when we get baptized, we make a vow to God, a covenant with him, a promise to live by faith and obedience. No matter how times we mess up, because of the cross, that covenant stands forever and enables us time and time again to re-establish ourselves in the true walk with God. God says, seek first the kingdom. I will never leave or forsake you. I am with you always, for I know the plans I have for you. When we look up with our eyes, with anything else, and say in faith, your will be done, not mine, but yours, you're saying to him, here I am. It is by God's strength I can do all things, even defeat the deceiver. See, like Laban, Satan recognizes God's power. He already knows what God's about. And like Laban, Satan continues to try and control and manipulate you and me. He isn't interested on who he hurts for his deceitful purposes, whether it's you or me. Yet, you know, Satan is powerless. He's defeated. The victory's already won. And you know something else? Satan knows he's defeated and powerless. And he's defeated because victory is won. The only reason he's able to deceive is because we allow him to. We, mankind, allow him to deceive us by listening to his lies and his deceit. See, he sees our vulnerability and works on it because we are ill-prepared, because we forget to ask God first. Friends, let us not become a continual rescue package in which God has to pluck us out of the mess we find ourselves in continually, which wastes time in which we can be doing God's will instead. Instead, let us be someone who involves God from the outset and seek him first, where our true walking God enables Satan to have no hold upon us whatsoever, and where our faithful God will reveal his plans as we go on and trust him. When we say, by faith, I trust in you, God, here I am. When we say, by faith, I have messed up again, but by faith, here I am. When we say, I may be facing the unknown, but by faith, Lord, here I am. There may be people still around me who still don't get it. And we say, here I am. And I realize I can't defeat Satan under my own strength. But Lord, here I am. And I can recognize I can do nothing without you, because you strengthen me in all situations if I seek you first. And you know, at the end of all this, and we continue to face towards God and the unknown, our God, the rescuer, will bring us back to our rightful home. Let's pray. Yeah, Lord, I just want to thank you for your word this morning. I pray that we've been challenged by what we've heard, Lord, this morning, and whether we've remembered the entire talk or whether we've remembered just one word, Lord, I just pray that we take it with us through this week and the rest of our lives. And I just pray, Lord, that you just strengthen us through this week in whatever circumstances we face. But, Lord, I pray that we seek you first. We ask you first to come in, because we know through our own strength we will fail. And we pray, Lord, that the voice of deceit and lies will disappear, because your stronger voice will completely smash it to bits. And we pray this morning that as we go through our rest of our lives, we seek first the kingdom. We seek first the kingdom. And we pray that we just become more like Christ in our walk with you now. That people see the difference in us and want to be like us. And Lord, I pray that we just give us the words of encouragement to those people who need to hear it. And Lord, thank you for accepting us for who we are. Even though we fail many times, you just love us. You just love us, as you've shown on the cross. Go before us now through this week, Holy Spirit. Protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.